Europe, once filled with faith and prayer, now drifts into uncertainty. And decades ago, Pope John Paul II, in a quiet conversation with a close friend, spoke of a vision of a church wounded, not by weapons, but by a tide rising across the continent. He described seeing waves of Islamism moving into Europe, spreading across lands that had once been alive with Christian witness. He saw the continent turning into a cellar of shadows and relics, where the treasures of faith would be hidden away, forgotten by many. Yet, in his vision, he made clear, armies and weapons would never be the answer. Only a faith lived with integrity would be strong enough to resist the darkness. This was not a man of hatred or fear. John Paul II spent his papacy building bridges with Muslims, Jews, and people of every belief. He often reminded Christians that they share much in common with Islam. Humanity struggles, its hopes and its fears. The vision he described was not an attack on people, but a warning against what happens when Europe loses its Christian identity, when secularism and moral compromise leave a vacuum ready to be filled. The prophecy is not just about an invasion. It's a call to self-examination. If Christianity grows weak, if faith becomes lukewarm, then Europe risks being overrun, not only by ideologies from outside, but by its own indifference. John Paul II believed that true battle would not be fought with borders and politics, but with the witness of faithful Christians, men and women who live their beliefs fully and fearlessly. Some interpret it as a prophecy, others dismiss it as fear or exaggeration. But beneath the controversy lies a truth too great to ignore. Europe faces a test of faith. Will it rediscover its roots or allow its soul to be replaced by silence? Even in the face of this dark vision, John Paul II never left the church without hope. His life's message was simple. Do not be afraid. The answer is not despair, but courage. The threat can be contained, not by violence, but through faith that is authentic and uncompromising. The strength of Europe and of the world will not come from fear of others, but from Christians who truly live the gospel in love, in truth, in prayer, and in sacrifice. Prophecies can unsettle us, but they are not given to paralyze us with fear. They are meant to awaken us. John Paul II's vision was not only about the dangers outside, but about the weakness within. His hope was that Christians would rise again, that Europe would not remain a cellar of shadows, but a beacon of faith for generations to come. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us.